Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Adventures in Companionship with myself, Refilin, the amazing Dr. Bill Price. Good morning and welcome, Doc.
Thank you so much, Refilwe. What a privilege to be with you in the same studio and to enjoy your amazing company. You just absolutely radiate friendship and connection and love for people, and it's rubbing off on me. It's rubbing off on me, I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm glad that it's rubbing off. So what are we tackling today?
Today we are tackling the subject in companionship, in Adventures in Companionship, of how to make the most of living in the now, or staying in the now and relating to each other in the now. So if we had to draw, if you could imagine, I'm drawing a parallel line on a whiteboard in front of you. So it looks like a road, and that parallel line, on the left-hand side, we write the word past.
Yeah.
In the middle, we write the word present, and on the right-hand side, we write the word future. The whiteboard on either side of what we've drawn is the word eternity. So that's another dimension. So we live in already in the dimension of eternity. So we're living in the space above and below the dotted line that we've got. And according to the old writings and the scriptures, we have been given a line. I heard yesterday at a meeting, they quoted from the Bible a scripture in the Old Testament, and David lived well, served his generation in his lifetime, and died. So there was a past, a present, and a future. He was born as a shepherd boy with red hair and freckles, and he grew up, then he became the king of Judah, and then he was appointed as the king of Israel. And he lived a long and wonderful life, but he lived a life of service. He lived a life that was quite amazing. He lived a life with weakness as well, because he was not just the perfect man, and I don't think you'll ever find anybody in the Bible who's totally perfect except Yeshua. But we find these amazing realities that we live in. So we're all on a timeline. And when you walk into a graveyard, we are quickly reminded that the timeline, you don't just get people that are old that die. You have babies that die. You have babies that are prematurely born and that die. So on the whole spectrum of time, within eternity, so when we die, we simply slip off the road called past, present, and future, and we slip into the big space around us called eternity.
Yeah.
So we're one breath away from eternity all the time, but we are living in eternity right now at the same time. So there are principles, there are rules. That's why there are scriptures that are quoted that all things work together for good for those that love God and according to his purpose, because God is in the eternal realm, but he's also in the now. He's in the past, present, and future. You can go and find that out. You can read it. And in reality, all these wonderful things, now we live our life. Sadly, a lot of people live their lives about the past. And you hear it in their conversation. When I, when they, when we, when whatever, and it was always about the past. I'm hearing so many conversations right now about people talking about the past in terms of politics and when this party was in control and that party was in control, and they're trying to make it a race thing. And I looked at a friend of mine the other day when he was really going off and trying to make it a race thing. And I'm going, you know what? It's really not a race thing. It's never been a race thing. Mm. Every government that ever has been in place have failed the people, have failed whatever and whatever. It's a matter of competency, capacity, skills, wisdom, experience, intelligence, whatever we want to call it. That's what's going to make the difference in government. If we've got competent people and we've got people of character and we've got people of capacity and we've got people of compassion, this country will totally be turned around. So it's not about race. I don't know why we always have to pull the race card up in our country. It's so sad. But it's about competence. So we need to be competent. We need to be capacitated. We need to be firm and confirmed in our vision of the future and live within it. Now we become a friend. So we build this friendship and it starts as a companion and we build a companionship and we're spending time with them and we're adding effort to it and we're challenging and we're doing everything that we have learned in our session so far about what the whole thing of relationship is all about. So the past, every one of us has got one. And if we start comparing our past, all we're going to find is difference. But we're going to find similarity in that we all had a past. Then when we look at the future, that's also unique and different because some people don't think they have a future. Some people believe they have a future. Some people are busy creating their future today because they have created a dream and they've decided today is a dream building day and I'm going to build my future. And you don't have to wait for your future to unfold. You can create your future and unfold it in your daily living in the present. So the present is this wonderful space where we can spend time with each other and that we can add value to each other about each other's dream and hopes and desires and goals and objectives. But then there's a moment of time. So if you're seated in your car or you're seated and you're standing or listening to this right now, I'd like you to take a deep breath with me through your nostrils. Let's all take a deep breath. And breathe out, and breathe in, and breathe out. And now, as you take a deep breath in, I want you to become aware that you're breathing in. Would you do that? Breathe in. Feel the air going into your nostrils. Feels like it's going into your head. Hold it and breathe out. Be aware of how you're breathing out. Now, let's be aware as we breathe in. And be aware as we breathe out. You're now in the now.
Wow.
Before that time, we were breathing, but were unaware that we were breathing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were unconsciously conscious that we were breathing. And we weren't going, the brain wasn't going, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. There wasn't cognitive, verbal instructions, but it was an automatic system that was keeping us breathing. And we live in an automatic system. So in other words, we live in the present, but we forget about the now, right now. And then we forget about it. So on Sunday when I was speaking with a group of people in a church, I said to them, I'd like you to, and I'm going to play some meditative music and I'm going to get someone who I recorded to remind us of who God is. And that person's recording came up and I said, I'd like you to breathe in with me and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out. And then I'd like you to crunch your toes in your shoes and just tighten your legs so that you feel that you are sitting on a chair and in the moment. And in the moment, imagine that it's just you and God in the church. Mm. And here he's telling you about who he is. And so the reader read, he said, I'm God Almighty. I'm the Son. Listen to this wonderful scripture that I discovered. The Son, God says, hides in my shadow. Wow. I hold all things in my hand. I'm the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God of the future. I'm the God that can do all things exceedingly beyond and above. And we were reminded of who our Father God is, but we sat there with our toes crunched and our muscles tightened on our seats, and we stayed in the now as this was recited for about 2.5 minutes. And when it was finished, I said, breathe out and just let go.
Yeah.
And I said, now I want you to relax in the moment and just remember what was said. What do you want to hold on to?
Mm.
And what we need to do in our relationships is understand that you cannot live in the now all the time. I'm still pondering whether that can be real. But that you can be so aware that you're living in the now, but the now is like certain steps in the present. So the present, you double click on it, and then it opens up a bracket of time in which we now call the now. It's moments when you embrace your loved one. My wife and I have got a habit that when we in the mornings embrace each other and hug each other, that we say, let's breathe 3 or 4 times as we hug each other.
Yeah.
And we hug and you breathe in and out and in and out and in and out. That's being in the now. Suddenly it's not just like this. I know my late father, he found it very difficult to be and express his emotions.
Mm.
And when he hugged me, it was like a rubber duck. You know, he'd hug me and go, and that's it. End of story. And that's what I can remember. They were beautiful moments, but it was like a rubber duck hug. And it's over and done with. And but there were moments in the now. Moments in the now are when we capture each other and we catch each other, looking into each other's eyes. A moment of the now is when I'm sitting next to a river and hearing the trickle of the water and putting my feet in the water and watching the water go over my feet.
Yeah.
And like nothing else matters other than right now. Wow. And if we can build now more often in our lives.
Yeah.
So when you get on your knees to pray, or you stand and pray, whatever is your favorite, or you sit and pray, create a now moment before you even start. Just breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out and go, Father. Father.
Could it be?
Come into your presence.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Could a similar technique be used to people who struggle to shut their mind off?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
All you do, breathing is critical.
Yeah.
And breathing is critical even in creation. God breathed over them. Jesus breathed over his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So when God spoke, he spoke with ruach, which is the Hebrew word for breath.
Yeah.
And you cannot speak without breathing. In actual fact, the holy name of God to the Jews, Yahweh, we say it Yahweh, but they say it in a breath, Yahweh. Yahweh.
And it's like someone is whispering it, and it's soothing even.
Mm.
Like listening to it is actually soothing compared to someone just saying Yahweh and that.
Yeah. God, great eternal Father, Yahweh. Let's slow down. Let's get into the now and go.
Yeah.
God.
My word. I would listen anytime.
Eternal Father.
Yeah.
Yahweh.
Oh, wow.
Imagine if you whispered your partner's name like that.
Wow.
Imagine if you hugged your mother and your father and you put your mouth next to their ear and whispered their name right into their ear.
Like you're giving that. Me ideas now.
But be careful when you breathe into the ear, because it can make people excited. Or they get goosebumps. So, yeah. And I just want to invite you to consider asking yourself the question, how many times are you going to have a now moment?
Mm.
And they are created. They are not moments that just, some of them, I think sometimes they happen.
Yeah.
Like an aha moment. But on purpose, you can create a now moment. You can create a moment where you are absolutely aware. You're aware that where you are, who you are, with whom you are.
Mm.
And we need to do that before we pray, before we have spiritual moments. I think ministers from churches should get their churches to go, let's just calm down for a moment and stop clapping hands and shouting amen back at me. Let's just take a moment.
Yeah.
And let's just all breathe and realize we are together with each other. Let's look at each other, honor each other, thank God for each other, and live in the now. So a companion doesn't only pay attention to the journey with the person. The companion has now moments with their friend.
Mm.
And I trust that as you become a companion with people and also with this radio station, that you will have many now moments where you'll be whisked away out of the present, away from the future, away from the past, and comfortably wrapped in the now. And Paul, the rabbi, says, now is the time of salvation.
Mm.
You get it in the now.
Mm.
You don't get it in the present. You don't get it in the future. You don't get it in the past. You get it in having a now moment with the Father.
Wow.
I'm getting so good. I'm going to take notes on myself now.
I'm intrigued right here. Like, I'm getting all this right here, and I feel like in less than a year, I'm going to be a mini you.
I hope so.
They'll be like, they heard someone speak like Dr. Bill Price, but it wasn't a man. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm the mini him.
Yeah,
hello?
I need a female version of me. Yeah.
Oh, if you just joined us, well, you are late, but you sure are early for the next episode of Adventures in Companionship. That was Dr. Bill Price, you know, giving us awareness on how to deal in the now and being, you know, being aware and understanding that breathing is a necessity. And sometimes because we breathe unconsciously, we're just thinking that it's not an important thing. But
yeah, it's taken for granted. Taken for granted.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great day. And from us, it's goodbye.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.